This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. If you did any spring cleaning, or still plan to, you're probably going to find some old cables and chargers, maybe an old phone or laptop. One study estimated that the world's mountain of electronic waste in 2021 alone weighed 57 million tons. But there's value in that hardware, if you know where to look, and crucially, how to get it out. The BBC's Ivana Davidovich has been tracking down some urban miners at work.
In my quest to find out more about how we can extract wealth from waste, I traveled to Antwerp in Belgium. I've come to meet Thierry van Kerkhoven from Umicore, a once a traditional smelting company, which became an urban mining pioneer specializing in precious metals. It sources electronic waste from all over the world.
So what we are doing here is that, first of all, we are shredding the circuit boards to something like 12 centimeters particle size.
Working through a ton of circuit board material yields some promising results.
On average, in one ton of circuit board material, you will have something like 600 to 800 grams of silver, between 100 and 150 grams of gold, and you may have something like 30 to 40 or 50 grams of palladium.
They also extract valuable and scarce metals, like rhodium and palladium, and both are important in getting your car on the road.
If you look at rhodium, about 80%, if not more, of the rhodium is used in one application, the production of new car catalysts. If you look at palladium, also there, the share of the car industry is dominant.
But urban mining isn't just about electronics. It's also about exploiting the potential of the built environment as a source of raw materials. On the other side of the world, in Sydney, Australia, professor and inventor Veena Sahajwala is well known in the media there as the Waste Queen. And it's a title she doesn't mind one bit.
I have no idea how it happened, but I have to say Waste Queen sounds pretty awesome.
Veena's greatest invention is so-called green steel, where hydrogen is extracted from discarded rubber tires to replace coal in steel production.
This green steel technology of ours is called polymer injection technology. So the polymer, of course, in this case is rubber tires. We're injecting that into electric arc furnaces, which typically would have relied on different types of, you know, coal and coke to provide the kinds of input materials that the steelmaking furnace needs.
And this breakthrough has been patented around the world. Plus, it's diverted millions of old tires from landfill. To put that in context, steelmaking generates around 8% of global CO2 emissions. The need for firms in Europe to decarbonize is also being driven by the EU. Jessica Richter researches the circular economy, particularly around electronics, at Sweden's Lund University. She says that the new rules on the volume of recycled material in EV batteries will speed up the need to source raw materials outside of conventional mining.
Manufacturers of the batteries themselves have to go and find this recycled material. So they're going to be looking for who has recycled cobalt, who has recycled nickel, who has recycled lithium out there. So it is driving a demand in this market.
What enables urban mining is well-sorted waste streams and persuading people to part with their used electronics. Pascal Leroy is the Director General of We Forum, a global association that researches and advises on waste electrical and electronic equipment.
In the European Union, on average, only 55% of e-waste that arises every year is reported as officially collected. 45%, we have no idea what's going on.
Consider your laptop or desktop. If you're getting rid of it, Leroy says it could be a valuable source of palladium. Right now, Russia supplies 40% of the world market, which is a challenge.
And then China, for example, is sitting on 98% of the rare earth elements. They are critical raw materials that you need for many electronics in the value chain.
For countries in Europe, Leroy says the alternative is to switch away from dependence on Russia and China for critical raw materials. It boosts the business case for urban mining, particularly given global supply chain disruption from COVID-19 and the war in Ukraine. I'm the BBC's Ivana Davidovich for Marketplace.